Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios. Listening to the Lanch J Radio Network. I am James Lewis. I'm joined by Ken Alexis and Carlin the Great Alfred. We are the voices of the Oakwood Men's Ambassador varsity basketball team. Carlin, you missed a very riveting game with the ladies. They had this young lady, her number was 11. I don't have the name.
Heather Middleton.
Name in front of me. She was hitting heat check threes all night. She got a three and an and one. She was slapping the floor after hitting the three. Like it was very entertaining. Oakwood did not get the W, but it was a very close game.
They lost by two.
They lost by two.
So wait. We had a Steve Wojciechowski in that little
it was amazing. Like she had a sequence where she hit three threes in a row.
Wow.
Well, and one of them was like from NBA range, and she had hit a three, and the crowd reacted, and they were like jeering her. And then Oakwood went down and hit a three, and she came back and hit another three, and she was pointing at the crowd. Like,
wow.
Like, it was really, really good.
James, when I went to the bathroom, I went to the restroom, and I was talking with YU's coaches.
Okay.
They said she's a transfer. She actually was
a D1. Yeah, I figured she was from the portal, man.
She's a D1. She was a D1 athlete last year.
I can see that.
Wow.
And so they were like, they talked to her. They asked her, does she want to come? And she was like, no, I want to be here.
Right. Hey.
And she was giving us work.
I'm not mad about it. But we're about to get into the men's game. I don't want to say the main event. It'll be difficult for the men's game to keep up with the ladies. But this is our first game of the year broadcasting the Oakwood Ambassadors. Very exciting to be here with all of the listeners out. Got a lot of feedback. You'd be surprised, Carlin. People hit me up all the time. They're like, hey, I saw you guys broadcasting at OU Live. Like, I've had four or five people come up to me this evening and say, hey, we watched the broadcast on OU Live. So somebody's out there watching.
Yeah.
That's good to know. That is good to know. We are coming off of as I really get into it, and they're going through the announcements to start the game. We're coming into this season off of a 4-24 campaign, which chased a 1-28 campaign, Carlin. This year, I think, is a very critical and pivotal year for the Oakwood Ambassadors. We just saw President Brown walk by. She talked with Gian and I at OU Live, and she was very clear about we're probably going to shrink sports to grow sports.
Yes.
And I think we've talked frequently about Oakwood making that step up in class to NAIA and kind of going from, I always say, if you're playing in a gymnasium where you can touch the wall where you're standing out of bounds, that's not a real league.
Yeah.
And really getting into playing elite teams, even playing some D1 teams. I think this is a critical year. This is the fourth year of their NAIA campaign. Oakwood has really done some recruiting, and you have a better understanding of the roster, Carlin, than I do. But Oakwood has added some talent. They've added some size. I'm looking at the layup line. I saw a lot of windmill dunks. I saw a lot of guys that are 6'3", 6'4", which is different from previous years where Gian and I would have been taller than everyone in the starting backcourt.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about this year. I think there's a lot of talent. Tell us about the roster coming into this year, Carlin.
Yeah, so what you do have returning is you've got your leaders on the team, Chase Jackson, right? They've got that short up coming off the bench, Julius Mitchell, who really came on in his sophomore year. This is senior year as a backup point guard. But really what you got now is you got more length. You've got more size. Some of it is you're not going to see till after the break due to some eligibility stuff. So it's going to get even bigger than this.
All right.
But you build your foundation around
Jordan
Bell. And, I know he's nursing a little bit of an injury. But in practices, the ones that I've observed, he's got more basketball IQ this year.
Well, you don't need your shoulder to jump 50 inches.
No, not if you got a 50-inch vertical.
Vertical's
like he
not
is.
Impacted
yeah.
by your
yeah,
shoulder.
No. So there, you should see a little bit more physicality this year out of this right. team, and I think that's going to help them
right.
as the season goes along.
I'm looking at a starting lineup. We have Jordan Bell out there. I see. Is that Julius out there?
No.
Oh. I see number four. Damon Fan, the sniper. I'm trying to get some numbers in the background. Nobody has their numbers face me, so I can't see. That's the way to start the season, Keenan. I see number 0, Jordan Hill, 2 Jordans. I'm very
confident. And then number 5.
Fred Parker.
Number 1.
Joshua Barnett.
All right.
Yo, go ahead and send some clips to Dustin right now.
So Jordan Bell and number 21, Julian King for the Washington Adventist University Shock will tip off. Bell wins the tip off. Ambassador is moving left to right. Parker passing to the wing to Fan. Parker at the top of the key. Oakwood running their offense. Over into the corner. Bell with the ball to Fan at the free throw line. Fan shoots. Misses. Rebounded by number 1, Anthony Perry. But out of bounds. Inbounded by Joshua Barnett. Not really a set play for Oakwood. There's a screen to Fan off the inbound. Fan with the dribble step. Takes a shot and ball kind of deflected out of his grasp. Washington Adventist University, Joey Brown setting up the offense and passing it out to number 55, Chase Cook. WAU moving right to left, setting up their offense. And the ball is stolen. Turnover. Parker actually ended up with the steal. Parker setting up the offense. Out to the top of the key. Passes to the right wing. Back to Parker at the top of the key. Back to Barrett. Long three-pointer. Missed. Rebounded by WAU.
So far.
Oh, WAU nice set up steal. Their offense. Barrett on a one-on-one fast break. Eurostep and Barrett. With a nice bucket. Good finish for Josh Barrett. Oakland Ambassadors up 2-0. WAU setting up their offense with Joey Brown. It's so great, Carlin, to actually have names, unlike OU Live. I feel like we're really professional here.
Yeah, it's time to step up. Time to step up.
Brown with a very nice left-handed layup, tying the game up at 2. And Jordan Hill setting up. He goes and plays 1-on-5 basketball, misses a shot. But the ball is knocked out of bounds by number 21, Julian King.
It was a strong take. It's just when the defense is collapsing on you, yeah, you got to kick it out.
I would say it was ill-advised.
Oakwood can't fall into the trap of one-on-one ball. They don't have that kind of player.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 studios.
Passes out to Fan. Fan looking for Barrett. Barrett shoots another 3. And that one is good. An Alfco Wireless 3-point basket. The first official one of the year.
It's early.
It's early.
It's early.
OU Live does not count. WAU setting up their offense. Moving right to left. Now you have the high post. And that's number 21. Julian King, and then pass out in a very bad three-pointer. Parker kind of trying to push the ball, gives it up, and that's the Fan. He's a three-point shooter. That's good.
That's his shot.
I knew that was good. That's his shot. Damon Fan with another Alfco Wireless three-point basket. Ambassadors 12, Shock 10. Long three-pointer, and that's good. I think that's Chase Cook.
It is Chase Cook.
He had a little something to say
Chase
to
Cook
the crowd,
from downtown.
Too.
And then Barrett back. Barrett's already taken 4 threes. If I was 6'6", I wouldn't take as many threes as that. But I'm not 6'6", so it's easy for me to say. And Chase Cook with a little bit of Olay defense.
A little razzle-dazzle.
Little razzle-dazzle. No one was really trying to play defense. Oh. Another three.
He's heating up.
For Fan. Would that be called a heat check 3?
Yeah, it is. That's a heat check 3.
That's a heat check 3. And another Alfco Wireless. three-point basket. You're down three stacks.
Ties the game.
WAU setting up their offense.
Oh.
Perry, that's an insane three, and it's off the backboard.
Wow.
It's off the backboard, off of a crossover.
He didn't call that.
Didn't call it. Doesn't count. Barrett bringing the ball left to right, setting up the offense. A very fast pace. An unusually fast pace. Usually Oakwood only gets to 60 points. And both teams have come out shooting, so a very exciting start. After the first couple of minutes where it was a little cold, Barrett, top of the key, looking for a screen from Bell. That was almost a pick and roll dunk. Oh, very nice shot from number zero, Jordan Hill.
I'm sorry, man.
Mid-range. Mid-range game. Perry setting up the offense. Oakwood in a man-to-man, but picking up at half court. Perry doing work one-on-one, passes it to Cook. Cook on Parker. Yeah, I saw that coming. With hits him with the jab step, but shoots a fadeaway three. Rebounded by WAU. Wide open, Perry.
Got his feet set.
Ball rattles out. Oakwood on fast break. Oakwood has numbers. Passes it to Bell. Passes it to the wing to Fan, who misses the three-pointer. I thought that was going to be cash.
It usually is.
Perry tries to get a rebound. I think that it bounced off of him. I think that that's still Oakwood's ball. We get the first timeout. Gian, what are you seeing in the first 8 minutes of play?
Well, at first, it was a lot of sloppy play.
Very sloppy.
But they're getting it together. I don't like Barrett shooting as many
threes
as he is. I don't like that.
I agree.
Damon,
I mean,
Damon Fan needs to be shooting.
God puts you, yes, he's a shooter. God puts you 6 inches closer to the basket than everybody else on the court.
Yeah, you gotta
use that side.
I want to see Jordan Bell get downhill and attack the rim a little bit more. That'll create a little bit more space. So all that, right. You know.
But they've been trying to run a pick, and he goes to the basket and gets a oop, and they just haven't been able to run that play. But
right.
I see they do a lot of high ball screens with Jordan Bell, and I think that he is injured. Again, you have not seen Jordan Bell in person. He is I call him the Belluminati. He is a human highlight reel. You might have seen him on ESPN, SportsCenter Top 10, abusing people. And you know you got to be real nice to be on a 4-24 team and be on SportsCenter Top 10. Like you got to be extraordinary.
This is all facts. All facts.
No, listen, I'm with you.
Oakwood with the inbound. Bell at the top of the key. Barrett. Now in the I called it.
Hey.
Did I not call it?
Yes, sir.
Did I not call it? I said they've been looking for the screen and pop. Bell with the dunk, his first of the night, and I'm sure that he will have more.
Chase Jackson's in the game of playing ball pressure.
Chase Jackson in the game, and Felix McGee, the transfer from Oakland, is in the game for the shot. Felix McGee played his heart out last year, man. He has 17 points. You know, Gian and myself and Carlin have given Felix and some of the other slight individuals who were playing in the backcourt for Ambassadors. But Felix really came and hooped last year. WAU setting up their offense. Oh, nice spin move. Number 15.
Good rebound.
Derek Jones Jr., but he misses the shot. Oakwood has numbers. Chase Jackson with the pass to Fan. Wide open. He's falling away from it, though. I don't like that. Smacked out of bounds by the shock. I like Chase Jackson coming off the bench.
You do?
I do. Because he's a change of pace. I think he plays more minutes. He can still play 40 minutes.
He needs to be starting. You need him on the floor as
yeah,
much
I agree
as
with you,
Gian.
All right. I agree with you.
Well, that's why you guys are the analysts.
You don't want to drop into some bad habits that Oakwood has started. You know what I mean? That started the game with.
Bell misses a three and rebounded in the interior by the Ambassadors. Chase Jackson up for three. I thought that was good. Rebounded by WAU. WAU McGee pushing the ball. He's trapped on the right side. I thought that should have been Cookies. McGee does blow by. Jackson with a block and kick back out. WAU still setting their offense. McGee shoots.
He's motivated.
And
he's
once
motivated.
Again, McGee torches his old team. Barrett, I was just like, you better not take another three-pointer. He takes a mid-range instead. He's taking a lot of shots so far. Number 12 with the rebound, Taj Evans. Taj Mahal Evans. With the rebound and the foul.
I don't think Oakwood needs to get into a track meet with WAU.
Okay.
I haven't seen this team,
so I can't speak on it.
Yeah. I don't, that's that.
I trust your judgment. You've seen them practice.
Yeah, the turnovers will add up.
But if Chase is playing, they're not going to turn over.
Right. You know, but what I'm saying, we're just now seeing Chase, and it was at the 12 minute mark.
But yeah. I assume that he's going to play most of the game, he's just not going to start.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's only playing 8 minutes and a half, that's going to be deleterious to Oakwood's chances to win the game. And not a great sign for the season. Second free throw missed. WAU with the ball, number 22, Lance Porter. Kicks it back out to Jones. McGee at the top of the key, the grad student transfer. He slips and falls. Now you got a little bit of a dribbling expedition. Dribbles it off the own foot. I see Chase Jackson coming with the hustle.
Unbelievable. The bell.
Hey.
Boom.
Oh, my. What a play.
Set up by Chase Jackson.
And what a hustle by Chase Jackson.
Don't foul.
Jordan Bell's second dunk of the night. We need to get an Alfco Wireless Jordan Bell tracker for the evening.
I want to open it up to other sponsorships.
Oh, that's not going to work. Just geometrically, again, 5'8", and 6'4", that just usually doesn't work.
No.
Usually doesn't work. Unless you're Nate Robinson.
And this is what bothers me a lot of times, not just about Oakwood, but college basketball. You make an incredible play where you get a dive on the floor, a scoop dish, then you get a highlight dunk at the other end. And I can predict almost 90%.
I was a little disappointed, though. I was hoping for a 360.
90% of the time, you're going to get a foul on the other end.
Next play.
Because they're so amped up that they don't exercise that discipline.
Hey, that's why you should be coaching. Coach Carlin.
I got to take my coach hat off and put my analyst hat on.
Felix McGee at the free throw line.
What I love about Jordan Bell is he was ready to run.
Yes.
He immediately saw.
He was on the run.
He was gone.
He was already gone.
He saw it before it happened. And that's, I think, really good players. They see plays before they happen.
And that's what I was saying while I was seeing him practice. He's got more basketball IQ this year than he did last year.
I can already see that. I agree. He would not have made that play last year.
Yeah.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us and keep your old phone because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The Construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you're definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You're definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
So I don't know if we have a jump ball situation in the score. I was waiting for them to change the score. I know that my vision is not what it used to be. Again, and I were having that conversation about the necessity for glasses when driving at night.
Whew,
man. And some of the perils of aging.
Listen.
I'm in that boat.
I wear the glasses at work every day while I'm looking at the computer.
I woke up the other day, Carlin. I woke up with no pain at all. I thought I had died. I was worried. I said, has the Lord called me to glory?
Man. I identified three separate spots on my left leg that were aching from unassociated divergent injuries.
Wow. Washington Avid is setting up their offense. Chase Cook, he has a heck of a first step. Misses, rebounded. Well, I'm trying to get the name. Number three, Jaden Perry slithers in for the rebound, and he gets fouled.
As long as Anthony Perry's not on the floor to cook us.
Man, last year was really ugly. But he's definitely an ambassador killer. Perry makes the first free throw to go up 25-22. And this is where Oku's got to be careful, because we go through stretches, the good guys, where we can just waste 8 minutes of a game or 6 minutes of a game.
Yep. No scoring.
They really need a set play out of this free throw, which is missed and rebounded by number 21, Devin Faulkner. So they need a set play. And Chase Jackson, that is not a set play. That is a turnover. Fortunately for Oakwood, Perry steps on the line, so the ball goes back to Oakwood. But this is a good time, Carlin, for Carlin. Can you dial up a play for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you dial up a play? There's a timeout. There's plenty of time to dial up a play, Coach.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Dial up a play. What would you call? We're going to Coach's Corner. We're giving Carlin... we're giving him the John Gruden treatment. I know it's the wrong sport.
Yeah, right. So here's what I'm doing.
You don't have any racist emails and sexist emails.
No, not that I know of. But I'm in IT.
I can erase them. This is the Lance J Radio Network, man. This isn't an ambassador. OUBN. I can say whatever I want.
I'm in IT. I can change your credit score. Okay. All right. So here's what we're doing. We're on the
far side. By the way, my credit score is 787. I'm very proud of that.
Talk very nicely to me if you want to keep an extra 100 points on that. All right, here we go. We're setting up on the opposite side of the floor. Right. I want a three-guard ball screen, almost like a three-man weave up top with your big man taking it out. And this is what we're going to do. We throw the ball cross-court on a downhill screen at the top of the key with your out-of-bounds man diving to the basket. You get something going to the basket, and you're either going to get the two, you're going to get the and one, or you're going to get two free throws at the bucket.
I like that.
Either way, you get a chance to score. You want a chance to score out of a timeout.
Gian, can you give us an update on the points? I know we're just kind of looking at scoring so far as we prepare for this inbound.
It looks like Chase Cook is leading the way with Washington Adventist University with 10. And on OU side, we have two guys with 6, Damon Fan and Jordan Bell.
All right, Oakwood is setting up their offense. Chase Jackson at the top of the key, dribbling. One thing about Chase, you're not going to rip him. Very nice pass, very nice setup from Chase Jackson to number 15, Greener Paulinus. Very nice setup. WAU running their offense through Perry, misses a layup, rebound by Paulinus again. Chase Jackson under control. Pass to Paulinus at the top of the key. Paulinus passes out to number 0, Jordan Hill. Back to Chase Jackson at the top of the key. Back to number 21, Faulkner on the right wing. Misses a shot. You got a cherry pick. Potential layup to Chase. Oh, very nice move. He was fouled and blocked.
Late whistle.
Very late.
But a lot of physicality, some malfeasance by the Oakwood Ambassadors. I hope that he didn't hit his head. Looks like he took a hard fall, but hopefully he didn't hit his head.
It's because it was like a pinball. He got hit twice.
So he did get hit twice.
It was chest to shoulder. I'm going to say this right now. It is November the 1st, and it is 97.5 degrees here in the gym. I believe that's going to play a factor at the end of the first half. I already see a little bit of conditioning.
There was a lot of conditioning issues at the end of the last game.
Yeah.
Well, Chase Cook, the 5'11 point guard from Washington, D.C., goes to the line. I didn't include the high schools, but he went to Tacoma Park. He's a TA guy.
I believe he was teammates with Julius Mitchell from our team.
I believe so, yeah. Shout out to TA. A lot of respect.
I mean, they've been a basketball factory for a while.
This is the first free throw. Yeah, TA used to play DeMatha. Like, they, you know.
Shout out to my boy Luke Reed in his junior year at TA.
Does Luke play for TA?
Yeah, one of my former players.
I remember Luke when he was
playing
for F.A. Jenkins.
Yes, sir. Final Four.
I didn't know he had it in him to play for TA.
He had 20 points in a playoff game in his eighth grade year.
Has he grown?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh. And while we're talking about past people who've grown, Devin Faulkner hits a long three. Another Alfco Wireless three-point basket, the fourth of this half. Oh, very nice screen and roll. That should be a dunk. And three people converge on Derek Jones and say, no, sir, not tonight.
Who are you giving the block to? Who you giving Taj the block Evans. To?
Okay. I gave it to all three of them. Well, I'm running the stat sheet.
Taj Evans was the one whose hand was on the ball. But
inbound, that's got to be 5 seconds. Inbound for the shot. Trapped over in the left corner. And not a great shot that goes in.
The way it always
An
happens.
Amazing shot by number zero, Joey Brown, for the shot.
Chase has got to get to the middle of the floor.
I agree. Oakland setting up their offense. Faulkner, no screens. There's just not a lot of movement in the offense. Out to number zero, Jordan Hill. You got to have the ball screen, in my opinion, Carlin, especially when you have someone like Chase who's so explosive but not tall.
You
got to give him a screen.
You can't get the ball screen over here at the hash mark. That's only for at the last minute of the game when you're trying to stall. He needs to get to the middle of the floor and have multiple options for the screen. He has no options for the screen right now.
He doesn't. But in fairness to Chase, it seems like that's the offense they want him to run, because I don't think he keeps coming up.
And no. Yeah, I'm not saying he's choosing to be here. I'm saying that's the offense. That's what I'm pointing that out. I want to make it very clear.
Thank you for providing clarity.
Listen. Carlin knows that I was just, because I'm like, I don't think he wants, I think Chase wants to do more.
Chase wants to be free. I am for free. I'm gonna have t-shirts made for the next game. Free Chase.
Free Diddy and Free Chase.
Free Chase, man. Let him do his thing.
Hill makes the second free throw to go up 28-27. WAU, I don't know with Perry. That's a very wild take to the basket when they get a call there. I think that was a SGA move. That's a foul merchant move. Where the intent is just to get fouled. There's never any intent to make that shot.
He did. No intent.
It was geometrically unlikely to make that shot, but he wanted to draw the foul. So Jaden Perry goes to the free throw line for two free throws, trailing by one with 7 minutes and 18 seconds left. Perry misses the first free throw. And Anthony Perry checks back into the game for the shock as Isaiah Stein goes out.
Yeah, somebody needs to pick Anthony Perry up full court.
Absolutely. Jaden Perry with his second free throw. And that's good, tying the game up at 28. Shock now picking up Oakwood full court. And Oakwood beats it. Very nice mid-range shot by Jordan Hill at the free throw line. That's a real good place to shoot.
Good for him.
It looks like it's his spot.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of guys just have a spot, and they know if I go here, 80% of the time I'm going to get this bucket.
Reminding me of Edmund Stewart. He used to love to shoot from that place on the floor. Oakwood with some really good defense, and Bell forcing a turnover, passing it to Chase Jackson, who's pushing the ball up the court, setting up the offense, looking to take it to the rim. Very nice shot by Chase Jackson, but missed, and rebound by WAU. And WAU is now moving the ball right to left, setting up their offense. And number zero, Joey Brown with another floater. That's the second very awkward shot that he's hit. Some people, Carlin, that's just their game.
Well, he's basing it off of contact. He wants contact. He's built like that. He wants contact.
WAU with the steal and the wide open flush. They might need a timeout. Derrick Jones Jr. And Oakwood does not take a timeout.
They need to get Burnett back in the game.
And they elect. And now you have number 12, Taj Mahal Evans, bringing the ball up the court. Shoots it. Number zero, Jordan Hill, misses and rebounded by WAU.
Oakwood needs to get Burnett back in the game. They need length out here.
Now you got Chase Cook, another shot. And a three-point basket. And he stares at the crowd. Something about the shock. They like staring at the crowd after shooting threes with us. Well, Gian and I were at a very contested A&M game one time, and we were staring at the crowd, and Gian and I were looking at the exits. We thought it was about to be a black eye for our great university. But cooler heads prevailed. Jordan Bell thought he was fouled, but to me, that was cookies, Gian.
I'm looking at Jordan Bell's mouth guard on the floor down here.
Ooh.
He definitely got slapped in the face.
Oakland's
got
to get a T.O. Joey Brown, I said, kid, did I not say that they needed a T.O.?
They do.
About 6 points ago.
Yeah. And I also said they need to put Burnett in the game. Here he comes.
He's coming back in. I saw the momentum going down. So WAU has extended the lead to 38-30 with 5 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first half. Guillaume, what did you see in that last run? WAU has been on a 10-0 run. They were down 30-28, scored the last 10 points.
I mean, I think a lot of it is just their guys are more skilled. They have more guys that are skilled. I think OU needs to play to its strengths, and I feel like these guys, they have a lot of guys that can pass, can shoot, can drive.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with having a team full of guys like Damon Fine as your sharpshooter.
Well, I liked when Damon was out there.
I saw what they were trying to do early, running those, you know, kind of those screening rolls and trying to get those alley-oops, but it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's like they lull. James said it earlier. They waste time. It's always like a 5 or 6 minute period every game. Where it's just like they're not efficient on offense. They're making mistakes on defense.
Now, when they played Talladega a couple years ago, they didn't show up for the whole game.
No, that started in the first 30 seconds. That was the first 30 seconds.
They had a lapse for the whole game.
And
Talladega was pulling people
and
off the bench, Carlin.
Yeah, 6'9". People.
Hitting 30-foot threes.
He checked three at 6'9" off the bench.
I said, Lord have mercy.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
SiriusXM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
Mm-hmm. Oakland needs to win these next 4 minutes and then play well in the second half. They're down by 8 now, 44-36. They come out in the full court press, and it looks like a steal, almost a steal. Not quite a steal. Some more kicking the ball around. And Fan ends up with the ball. Barrett with the pass to Bell.
Whoa!
And the two-handed.
Once again, Bell was already
hammer.
on the way to the
He was already on his way up.
He had
already dunked. And that's Bell's third dunk tonight.
Come on.
If we're doing a Belluminati tracker, that is his third dunk of the night.
It is.
And so, it's only the first half. And there's 3 minutes left.
And once again, we get a really good offensive play that builds momentum,
and a foul.
And they come back down, and the lack of basketball.
Coach Carlin.
Get you another foul.
I'm trying
to take my coaching hat off. Trying to.
Now why can't we have had the line of Judah and Bell at the same time?
Ooh.
Like, that would have been fierce.
It would have been.
Tenacious. WAU on the 1-1 makes the first free throw. That's Joey Brown.
And the other thing about Jordan Bell that I love is, again, he runs.
He immediately
starts sprinting to the basket.
And sometimes your bigs don't do that.
But you know what? There's some trust there, right? He trusts that he's going to get the ball if he gets himself open.
Brown makes a second free throw, extending the lead back to 8. Parker setting up the offense, passes it to Fan. He's going 1-on-1 on the wing. Passes it to Hill. Hill takes it to basket, misses, rebounded by WAU. WAU on the fast break has numbers. 3-on-2. Kick out to number 21. Very wild layup for Julian King. Missed. Long pass to Jordan Hill. Pass back out to Fan. Actually, yes, that was Fan. And Fan passes it to the other side in the corner. To Faulkner. We have a little bit of a glitch with the scoreboard, and the coach is absolutely crashing out for WAU. There is a mistake. That's why I paused.
Yeah.
There is a mistake on the scoreboard, but the coach is crashing out. Yeah, the coach for the girls' team crashed out, too.
Oh, really?
We might have a little bit of hostility.
The score is technically
49-38.
But I don't know.
It's 48-38.
But you gotta go. You gotta go by the scorebook. That's the official. That's the official.
Well, you
record.
Can't run out on the court and tackle the ref.
Yeah, you kind of can.
I've seen the way you coach games. That's a good point. I saw you coach a game during the AAU league. One of your players. God bless. I won't name the name, but one of your young 12-year-old players had to pull you off somebody.
Well, he must have been one of my bigger 12-year-old players.
It was Zion.
I think the refs are trying to get it together now. But
this is when y'all were playing. This is when y'all were playing the young ladies that were tackling your boys.
That young ladies team was ranked number two.
They were number two
in the country in their age group.
I mean, for girls to beat boys at 11, 12.
Well, they beat us by one.
Right. But they were tackling your players.
Yeah. No, it was unnecessarily.
I was afraid
physical,
that they were going to end Josh's career before it started.
Josh had a concussion. Right. TJ had a broken forearm. Right. Dalen had a contusion on his eye.
People out, man. I remember Dalen told me your son. He said, "I didn't know if I wanted to cross her up or to ask her for her number." I was like, "That's a classic line." And why you were my nephew?
I said, is it too much to ask for both? There's a Tony Stark line.
Yeah.
Is it too much to ask for both?
He's trying to get them digits, man.
Listen, I'm with Damon, though. Let's just call a spade a spade. Like,
Oakwood comes out in a full court press with Bell at the top of the key. I like that, putting Bell at the top of the press, but it's broken by WAU setting up their offense, kicking the ball around. Yeah, number 15, Jones Jr. Back to Brown, who shoots an awkward three. He has kind of a corkscrew motion on his shot, but he's made quite a few tonight. Chase Jackson, number three for the Ambassadors, bringing the ball to the court. Now he's setting up and actually running
the
play.
And he's at the top of the key too. Center court.
Faulkner with the ball.
Much better balance.
Oh,
he got to finish
and
up.
And a missed dunk by Jordan Bell. Kind of wonder if his shoulder was bothering him a little bit. He kind of grimaced. A three-pointer that should have gone down for WAU does it. Oakwood on the fast break. Faulkner looking for the ball, calls for it, shoots a mid-range jumper. That's his shot. Bounces back rim and rebounded by WAU. 1 minute, 25 seconds left. 48-38, WAU. Got to be careful here the last couple minutes. WAU's a couple of threes away from being blowout city at halftime, so they need to get a stop here. Brown with the ball. Passes it to Jones Jr., setting up in the high post. Good ball movement by WAU. Brown at the top of the key. A very awkward three where he's just trying to get a foul. Now you have Jordan Bell on a fast break, and you have a layup to Jackson. Oakwood now in a man-to-man, picking up at full court. Bell trying to stop the ball. Jones Jr. trying to, that's a turnover. That should have been a turnover. But now WAU has a 302. Kick over to the corner, wide open, missed three.
That's a foul.
I felt that was over the back on Fan. That should have been a foul. He went over Fan's back, the WAU player.
They called it on him.
Okay. I know basketball a little bit. just a little bit. Not as much as my partners, Gian and Carlos.
No, that was actually the right call.
It was the right call. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts.
Chase Jackson setting up the offense with 36 seconds left, so there is a shot clock. It is on Bell. Out kind of dribbling and setting
clean.
Up not really his game. He's blocked on his way to the basket. Very nice move by Chase Jackson. The dish to Bell and the under, the dipsy do where he was fouled. Bell looks a little bit windy.
He's put on about five to seven pounds of muscle since last year.
I think when I don't know what it's like to have a 45-inch vert. I think when you use it, you lose some power. You need a power up. It's like the Mario Brothers where you get the mushroom and you get bigger. He needs a mushroom right now. Bell first free throw, back rim. We miss a lot of free throws tonight, man.
Yeah.
Still down by eight. Yeah, that's we would have been running laps.
Those are free points in his mind.
Bell makes the second free throw.
I see the Oakwood Academy Mustangs have made their way across the lawn to be at the end of the court down here.
Dalen is my nephew, and I love him, and I'm willing to put on an OAA.
Wait. Are we recording this?
I am, man.
So what was it? The Eagles?
I already got my two W's against Oakwood Academy when I played. Well, I only averaged in those two games. I only averaged 2.5 points a game. But,
so what was your
explosion team? The first year, I had 2 points. I had an explosion for 4 points. This is the second year.
What are your team? The Eagles? The
man, you know
that
we're the Falcons, man. Don't get it bleeped up now.
So you're telling me you're willing to become a temporary Mustang?
Hey man, I'm a Dalen fan.
Okay.
I'm a Dalen fan. I'm an Alfred fan.
We appreciate that.
After this year, it's back to you guys being a scummeter. Yeah. But for 1 year.
Back to Birmingham.
I'm not going to lie. I know people are listening. When Oakwood lost the state championship, I cheered.
Wow.
Like, if y'all can't have it, we can't have it.
You can't.
But if Dalen's on the team, I'm supporting.
Well,
I don't know if Gian feels the same way.
I do.
Gian is also a Falcon.
If we get it, it'll be the first in the history of Oakwood Academy.
WAU with 8 seconds, 7 seconds, setting up.
No foul. Don't foul, please.
Definitely don't foul. 2 seconds left. A wild three shot from the corner by number 23. Ashton Terman, and he misses. And we go to halftime. Now, Carlin said that he did not want to see Oakwood get into a shootout. And I think that the score kind of reflects that. I don't know if Oakwood could play into the 90s. I know that's the type of basketball that Carlin coaches with the Middle Tennessee Storm. You know, he's trying to get into the 90s, get close to 100 points. When I coached basketball, I wanted to drag it out, man. I'm like Syracuse. I'm matchup zone. I want to be in the 50s and the 60s. I don't know if Oakwood is built to score 88, 92 points and win a game. But what are your thoughts, Gian, about the first half and what you've seen?
Thoughts about the first half. I will tell you, Washington Adventist University, they just are executing better at this point. And I'm actually thankful the game is only only a 7-point game to be frank.
Well, we can't let Joey Brown score 19 points again in the second half.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's not. I mean, I'm sure he's a very talented and brilliant young man, but he's not heading for the NBA. Like we can't let somebody torch us this between him and Anthony Perry.
Well, Anthony Perry got two early fouls.
Right.
And so he's been on the bench.
But there are three people that are scoring all the points for the Sox.
Yes. Right.
We got to be able to put the clamps down.
So here's – I'm not as much worried about the score as I am the momentum. And I'm not 100% sure.
You're not worried about the score as basketball?
Well, not in the first half. Okay. In the first half, what I want to see is I want to see a trend of defense, and I want to see a trend of being able to get the shot that we want. I'm not sure that we have gotten the shot that we want, save – Joey Hill.
All right.
Joey Hill.
Are you worried about the score that Michigan just beat Purdue 21-16? Are you worried about that score?
I am slightly worried about that.
Because when Big Brother comes to town in a few weeks, it's not you're going to have to play better than that.
Well, it depends on how we got those 21 points. If we got them all on three rushing scores, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good because we can run the ball on anybody, literally. And we're going to try.
Even Big Brother?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers, and through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a full cart fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help Feeding Children Everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
James Lewis.
And shout out to everywhere where I can go and get a good oxtail with extra gravy. Some of the spots here in Nashville, man, they want to give you the guy who's like, we can't give you extra gravy. Like, yo, man, I'm willing to pay for it.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
What's oxtail and rice and peas if you don't have any extra gravy? What are we doing here? What's the point?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Ryan Clark talked about this, which is why I'm bringing it up. Ryan Clark talked about it on ESPN First Take. On Friday, Ryan Clark went to LSU. LSU's had a lot of phenomenal players that are in the league. Honey Badger was a great player. They put so many, they're kind of wide receiver.
Shaquille O'Neal,
new.
Stanley Roberts.
Shaq went to LSU.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. I just think it's interesting. I'm not trying to get into a conversation about Charlie Kirk and getting into that. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. But I think it's very interesting that politics and sports are becoming aligned. And I did not have that on my bingo card.
So let's say this. You expand it. What we've heard in the last 48 hours is the governor of Louisiana said that the athletic director for LSU will not choose the next head coach for the Tigers. In fact, he said he believes that Donald Trump should have input into who the next coach should be and how to negotiate the contract because he's, quote unquote, a master deal maker. So the state.
I didn't take that seriously. I didn't know that.
So
I thought that he was trolling. I mean, I read that he said that, but I didn't. I mean, why would they ask? I'm not even disrespecting President Trump. I'm just saying, why would they?
So hold
ask,
on.
Why would they ask him for his insight?
In the last 20, okay.
Did they ask Urban Meyer to build a casino in Atlantic City?
Take the conversation in segments. Who is the athletic director now in LSU in the last 24 hours?
Well, they fired AJ.
Exactly.
Right.
So as the conversation started with the governor, it's going right in line with what he said. One, he said the athletic director will not be a part of choosing the next head coach. The way you do that is you get him fired. So he's fired. So what's the next thing he said? I believe that Donald Trump should be involved.
But don't you think, so Gian, I don't want to get Gian set up because Gian's a big-time leader and can't say anything inflammatory. If you're listening to this, the opinions of Gian Alexis and Carlin Alford may not necessarily reflect the views of the Lance Radio
Network.
I haven't
said anything controversial.
But Gian, do you think, isn't it kind of dumb? Because LSU is a really good job. Like, why would they want to mix politics, period? Like, you just get the best coach.
Well, I think it stems from, you got to remember, so Carlin's not speaking, and he's kind of alluding to it, but I'll say it this way. LSU is the state school for Louisiana.
It is.
The governor
state funds.
Is kind of the chair of the board of trustees.
That's correct. Absolutely. That is
by
that's
right
correct.
Of his, that's, of his that's, position.
That's you put your CEO C-suite hat on.
Right, and so you got to think about it from the perspective, him saying the thing about them having a Charlie Kirk statue, I don't know if that's going to pick up some traction, only because it would literally ruin the recruiting pipeline that they have
in all of
their athletic programs.
Right.
I don't know.
Did you see what Flaw J. Johnson said?
This is rhetorical. Carlin has two athlete kids. Would you want your kids going to school somewhere?
No.
They had a
absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's the recruiting pipeline. Hold on. And I wouldn't want them to go anywhere where they had a Confederate flag as part of the logo. And Ole Miss seemed to be just fine for generations.
All right, well, that's fair enough. That's a good point.
At the end of the time, we're in NIL, so I'm like, if you're paying me, and I'm on TV, and I'm in the SEC, you know what? I ain't got to walk back at that statue or whatever. I don't have to vote for them or whatever.
It just seems too volatile. I mean, I don't know if I want them to have a Martin Luther King statue there. I just think anything political or anything that brings up racial tensions, I would just stay away from that. Like, it's sports. Like, you're there to generate revenue.
But
LSU is a big football factory. They have elite baseball team. They have elite women's basketball. They have solid men's basketball.
But I don't think that this is associated with the sports program. It's associated with the institution itself.
Got it.
And when you and there's lots of reasons where I would not have gone to. Like, I will tell you this. Like, I was recruited by Evansville, University of Evansville, right, back in 1989. Remember Kurt Hafner took them, like, to the Sweet 16, the Purple Aces. They had the T-shirt jerseys instead of the regular jerseys. I took a recruiting visit there,
those
and
are
I
pretty,
literally
those are pretty bad, actually.
I literally could not find a black person on campus, right? But then somehow, I was like, I ain't going there. And then, like, the next year, they're in the tournament. They got, like, 11 black guys. I'm like,
yeah, but
okay. So am I the only one that cares?
So that's a great point, Carlin, but you made an assessment as a person being recruited based on what you saw on your visit. And I just think the reason I bring it up, Charlie Kirk is a polarizing name, and I'm not trying to chase clout. We don't really run our show like that. I'm just saying it's a sports intersection with politics. I'm saying keep politics out of sports altogether. I get it if LeBron James or someone personally wants to use their platform, Steph Curry, someone who's famous, to promote a cause. I don't have a problem with that. Clay Travis, OutKick used to be across the hallway from me when I was at the large building downtown on the 20th floor. I see Clay Travis all the time and his team. I don't have a problem with Clay Travis, who has a huge platform that he built using to promote his political stuff. But I'm saying the actual institutions, I would keep away from politics, man. I would just go and make the money.
I would
and be successful. Hey, what's going on, Jerome?
I would too, but here's the last thing I'm gonna say about it is like this: in the age of NIL, money makes everything better. I just don't see it affecting.
You think
recruiting.
Turning Point is giving LSU money?
No. What I'm saying is that LSU is not going to lose anything in NIL value. Because of a statue of Charlie Kirk.
I think they might lose some players, though. I don't know.
Okay, so if you tell me if you're a five-star quarterback, you're a black kid from, let's say, Mississippi, right? They're hot on the recruiting trail, and they offer you $12 million in NIL money, and they've got a statue of Kirk. Because here's what's going to happen.
If I get $12 million from LSU, I can get $12 million from Ole Miss. I can get $12 million from Georgia. I can get $12
million
from
Florida.
I understand what you're trying to say, Carlin, but I think what James and I are saying, and forgive me for speaking, but what I'm saying is what that does now to a recruit is like, well, I can get money from somewhere else and not have to walk by that statue when I go to class.
I just don't want to even have the discussion about that political stuff.
Here's the thing. It's Charlie Kirk was the flavor of the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't. I mean, Dalen was telling me about it because he went to an evangelical school in Goodpatch before he transferred to Oakwood. He would come home and be like, Dad, these kids are talking about Charlie Kirk. He's a racist.
I didn't know that was an evangelical school. I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, they're Church of Christ. Okay, but that being said, they do a really good job of keeping politics out of the classroom or whatever. It's just in the lunchroom the kids were talking. We're talking about Charlie Kirk. But here's the thing. He was a name for 1.5 years, and unfortunately, the culmination of his name, the most famous thing about him is that he was assassinated.
Terrible.
2 years from now, they had a statue of Joe Paterno on campus, right? And one of the most egregious sexual assault.
They didn't put the statue up after the Sandusky scandal, though.
But here's my point.
That statue was up for 15 years ago.
Yeah, but here's my point. Nobody cared after about 2 years after it was over. All right,
so you feel that it's
yeah.
Everything is just
Turning Point was already
term,
on. Turning Point was already cycle. Already has a chapter on campus at LSU. All right,
well,
they're about to start a chapter at Collegedale, Tennessee.
That is really
yes. You heard it here first.
Well, that's another conversation for another day because that would be intolerable in my opinion.
I'm with James. I just kind of think you kind of, if you're an institution of higher learning, right, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep the main thing the main thing.
I don't want, your job is to educate students.
Put 100,000 butts in those seats in Death Valley, which they do. And to have Kim Mulkey, you know, have girls sashaying and carving people up, which they do.
They do.
I mean, I don't think you can. They run an elite sports program. I mean, their sports programs are phenomenal. Why would you want to tinker with that? Why would you want to put yourself
in
a situation to have an unfavorable experience? It just doesn't seem wise. And I would say the same thing, and people would be mad at me, if they were putting up Black Lives Matter segment on campus, I'd say the same thing. I'm like, why are you getting into politics? Just focus on the revenue. You're there for business. The players that go to LSU, they're not going there for politics. They're going there because LSU is going to get you to the NFL. And they're one of the best five jobs in the country. It's vacant right now. They can basically should be able to get whatever coach they want. And I just think all of the political stuff, that's just more noise for the new coach and Trump and the AD. That's just a bunch of noise.
But I think you're right, James. I think you're right. But I'm recrafting the context here. It's like you're saying kids don't go there for politics, and that's what I'm saying. They don't go there for politics.
Right.
If you're going to go to LSU, if you're considering LSU,
you're going for the bag.
You're going for the SEC bright spotlight. You're going for the chance a higher chance of getting to the NFL. That's what you're going there for.
Fair enough.
You're not going there for a statue.
I appreciate the mature candor and shout out to HR Voices Sirius XM 141. You had a point, Keith?
No, I was just going to say some of the things you have to also remember, Carlin, is part of the reason why I said recruiting, right, is because it's not just like sometimes you know at LSU games, you'll see Ja'Marr Chase,
yeah,
right, Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah. famously gave away cash when they won the chip.
Yeah, that's good. That was highly inappropriate.
That's really good.
But what I'm saying,
before NIL was legitimate.
Right. But part of what I'm saying is the access to those players. Angel Reese goes to the women's games.
She does. Like,
and so part of what I'm saying is those people, now that they're professionals, they will not come around your program much.
That's fair.
If you put that statue, which will, it may not affect. Now, for some, it's not going to affect the recruiting in a major way. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, but what
I am saying is you may lose out on a couple of five-star recruits because
the clout.
Of this.
I think it's just unnecessary noise.
And I think it's an unnecessary risk for the university to take, because sometimes that one or two five-star is what wins you that natty.
I agree with you. I think ultimately the concept is
don't bite the hand that feeds you. But then the question is the hand that feeds you Angel Reese and the elite athletes Shaquille O'Neal? Is that the hand that feeds you, or are the boosters the hand that feeds you?
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
That just feel too hard to get through. You are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.
Sirius XM 141 HR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lanch J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today, we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses,
and we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How?
to the patients.
What's the name of this is Ashby Auditorium?
Ashby Auditorium.
Also known as the Roddy Dome. I know that Dr. Brown said that we're gonna have the real Roddy Dome. I don't even wanna call this the Roddy Dome anymore.
No.
We gotta wait until the actual Roddy Dome.
We're closer than you think.
Well, that's closer than you think. She gave Gian and I the inside scoop.
I saw the plans. Right. I saw the drawings.
I appreciated her 120-day report also.
Can I get my PSL on? Will there be PSL licensing?
We get the demand up. We get the demand up by getting a few dubs.
I look at Oakwood's team, so you said that's a good point. I don't see a team that's going to only win 3 or 4 games this year.
You're going to see improvement.
This is much more competitive.
Yeah. And like I said, help is on the way. If you saw the group that was walking across the floor at halftime, that's what's coming into the semester. Right. Every single one of them was above 6'7".
I like depth. And, you know, I've always believed that Oakwood should be a haven for the best basketball players in the Adventist community in the country. So, very excited to see that. WAU, number 15, Derek Jones Jr. with the 3. And a very quick 3 by Fan. I don't like that shot, but nice rebound. Excuse me, nice rebound by Jackson.
Good pass.
And a good pass. Back out to Fan. He's wide open. Misses that 3 as well. The second 3-point missed in a row. And Chase Cook bringing the ball up the court. Passes it to Brown. Brown with a nice shot. Brown has 23 points. And just absolutely abusing.
And the thing right Carlin now. Said about Brown is he likes the contact.
He does. He's basing everything off the contact. For
it.
Yeah.
He does. Oakwood setting up their offense. Now down by 10. They got to be careful. We could be on the trip to Blowout City. Almost a steal by WAU. Jackson is open. Does a little half step. Floater. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Fan. Fan does a floater, and that floater goes in from the baseline.
It's nice looking.
Nice, beautiful shot by Damon Fan.
They need to go to a matchup zone and back up off of Joey right here because you can tighten up on everybody else. His game is not the step back, pull up 3.
Right.
They're trying to body him up because they think they got to get physical with him, and that's what he wants.
He's physical.
That's what he wants.
He's playing the Corliss Williamson type of game. He's banging around.
Yeah.
He likes the contact.
Guys,
he eats the contact.
What you do to the villain, you always starve them of their superpower. His superpower is contact. So
if you want to kill a dragon, you cut the head off.
Dare him to shoot. I'll live with him knocking down a 1 or 2
threes.
Right, if
he's going to do that. Right, fast break for Oakwood. Number 21, Faulkner, and he hits a corner 3 from the left corner. They needed that to cut the lead to 56-51. WAU still leads. Now moving left to right. Chase Cook setting up the offense on the right wing. Blows by his man, Faulkner, who just hit the 3. Misses the shot, rebounded by Bell. Bell gets it to Jackson. Jackson speeds up the pace. Now he's setting up the offense on the right wing. Passes it to Barrett. Barrett came out and really has been spending a lot of time on the bench. Good to see Barrett back on the court. And Barrett with a shot. Misses on the baseline, rebounded by WAU. I don't think that was a great shot, Gian. I would have liked to see them get a better shot.
I would
Perry, set up 3, misses. Rebounded by Oakwood. Oakwood has numbers. Passes it to Cook. Looks like an oop. That is an oop, but a missed dunk. You got to make that dunk. Taj Evans misses the dunk. 2 hands, and of course, you have a fast break. Now Oakwood on a fast break, and then a steal. Taj Evans, 2 mistakes in a row. Passes it into Brown. He's looking for contact. Gets fouled, which is exactly what he wanted. Like you said, Carlin, he's looking for contact on every play.
Every single play. Yeah.
And you look at the, you know, you look at the body types. I mean, he has the body type to get that contact.
That's how he's creating his spacing and his mismatch right there. It's because when he feels the body contact, he's able to overpower the defender, and he gets him that little separation. He's not building separation off the dribble.
He's not
building separation on a blow-by. He's not building separation on step back. It's all on contact. So don't give him what he wants, right? Pull the table out, the chair out from underneath him. Step back a half
Makes
step.
Sense.
Make him pull up.
We got to get your earpiece to coach. Can you hear what you're saying?
And, I mean, to what Carlin is saying, you know, he's a player that understands his strengths.
Right.
And he's getting to every spot he wants.
Every spot, just like you said.
He's getting the contact that he wants.
And he's living at the free throw line.
And living there.
Joey Brown makes both free throws.
Because that's where he wants to be.
51. Exactly. Chase Jackson set up the offense. Not a great screen from number five, Joshua Barrett. Barrett dribbling a little bit too much. Kind of an ill-advised pass to Jackson. Gets Jackson on the floor. Passes it back out to Bell. Bell with a very athletic move and is fouled. But he will go to the line for two.
It's a hard foul.
Now, he has a shoulder sling, ace band.
It's on his off shoulder. Getting back to what Gideon was saying, living at the free throw line with those two free throws, he is now 6 for 6 from the Joey Brown. Is now 100% from the line.
Yeah, yes.
That's where he wants to be.
Right. That's his game.
It's his game.
He's getting to every spot he wants. And it's like Carlin is saying, play off of him. Don't crowd him.
Right. Right. Right.
Very good strategy.
It's kind of like Carlin said, take away his superpower.
Bell misses the first free throw. And it's funny, we're talking about superpowers. Bell's superpower is elevation and the ability to go off for screens to the basket. He's not necessarily a player that creates shots for himself. And WAU is doing a really good job of keeping him out of the key.
Yeah,
they are.
And that's strategic, and that's coaching, and that's watching film. Bell makes the second free throw. And Oakwood goes to a full court 1-2-1-1 press, also called 42 if you went to Pine Forge. And that press is broken. Chase Jackson plays a very strong defense. Very good defense by Chase Jackson on number 15, Derrick Jones. Oakwood setting up their offense with Jordan Hill at the top of the key, passing to the left wing to Jackson, and that's a turnover. An unforced error for the Oakwood Ambassadors. And it's really not a time. We really needed that possession. You know, you get the 14:50 mark. Once you get to 7-8 minutes, Carlin, you can't waste possessions anymore. I mean, one thing about basketball, I don't like wasting possessions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you have a good possession, you don't make the shot, then so be it. But just unforced turnovers and sloppy play just bothers me as a former coach, because it's not necessary. Especially if you have a phenomenal ball handler like Chase Jackson out there. Just take your time, slow down.
Yeah, there are little things you can do to help that, like spacing. Like in this last series right here, the turnover that was thrown to Chase Jackson, he was too close to Chase.
That's true.
Right? So just take a second. You're early in the shot clock.
Right.
Get the spacing that you need. Get the shot that you want. I'll live with the shot if it comes off, if you're getting the shot that you want. I'm not sure Oakwood's getting the shots that they want.
No, I agree. But Joey Brown is getting the shots that he wants.
He's getting everybody's shots.
Leading with 22 points. Jordan Hill setting the pace for the Ambassadors with 13 points. Jordan Bell with 10 points. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Lance J Radio Network. We are covering the Oakwood Ambassadors against the Washington Adventist University Sock. This is a rivalry game. Kind of a packed house tonight. A very rowdy crowd. This is always one of the biggest games of the year before Oakwood gets into their... It used to be the Gulf Coast Athletic Conference. I think it's now the HBCU Conference.
Yeah.
Oakwood stays in their press. Chase Jackson set it up. They're trying to trap Brown at the top of the key. And Chase Cook setting up the offense for WAU. Going to the right side. He likes working from that right side. And
that's
he steps
a good
up
drive.
The beautiful drive. Misses the shot, but a tip in. Very nice soft touch by number 12, Isaiah Stein, who hasn't really played that much tonight. That's his first bucket. Oakwood setting up an ill-advised pass. Joshua Barnett turns the ball over a lot. And when you have a turnover, you usually have the trailer and the corner three. Oakwood might need to take a timeout, Gene.
And that was by Derrick Jones Jr., another three.
More sloppy play. Oakwood's going to
I'd
need
like to see Polonese in this situation.
I agree.
I'd like to see them put Polonese
in. I agree.
Oh, here he comes.
And he's coming back in.
Here he comes. I like what coach is doing.
I told you they have the feed to you, but Oakwood is now trailing by 11.
That's all right.
63-52.
You are
listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Calling for out. I think that Barrett's about to come in. First free throw by Chase Cook made. Jordan Bell with some words of encouragement, and he was just tired.
Yeah.
That's great effort by him, though.
That's phenomenal
effort. Great effort.
Which we needed to cut the lead.
And he's headed, he's headed to the locker room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was telling you, that looked bad. I hope he's not having any breathing issues.
Oh. Well, the health of the player is always much more important. Yeah, see, it's just every time, not to be negative, but Joshua Barnett, he's had about 7 turnovers this evening.
I'm about to start calling him Josh Allen Barnett.
Yeah,
don't do that. Don't do that. That's not fair.
Josh Allen was the MVP.
That's not fair.
He lived down some of those turnovers over the years.
Yeah. But
3 by Chase Cook missed, but rebound by Felix McGee. And then a 3 missed by Derrick Jones Jr., rebounded by Oakwood. Still a little bit of sloppy play. They need to slow this down. Parker wide open. He's got to hit that, and he does.
There you go.
They needed him to hit that.
I like that.
That might be the only shot he hits tonight, but that was a very important shot. He was ready, and he set up and hit it. Cutting the lead to 63-68, 11 minutes and 2 seconds left. The clock is frozen. WAU setting up their offense. Jones Jr. with a miss. And was that an over-the-back?
Yes.
Looked like an over-the-back to me. Foul on Derrick Jones Jr., like I thought. And Oakwood will be setting up. Brown comes back in for Felix McGee, the former ambassador. And Oakwood setting up. Number 12, Taj Evans, running the point right now. Evans passes it out to Fan. Passes it out to Parker, to the corner. Back to Parker on the right side. Parker passing it to the left side. A very wild shot.
That's okay. I like the patience from Oakwood.
I like it also. Like very wild shot by Jordan Hill, but I like the patience. We're getting into the point of the game where we're at the 10-minute mark almost, and every possession is going to count. Both sides already with 5 fouls, so that's going to be a factor down the stretch game.
Absolutely.
Teams being both going to be in a one-on-one, likely the bonus.
Jordan Hill, the leading scorer, taking the first free throw, makes that one. And we have to make the free throws. We can't do like we were doing in the first half.
Absolutely. Second free throw.
I'm looking at the way these rotations are setting up for the end run here, and I think I see what WAU's coach is doing.
All right.
And
I love the coach insight, Carlin. This is new from you, man. We should have Coach Carlin's corner.
Well, I had retired, but I'm a little bit cut, 1 foot out of retirement now.
Right.
But I see what the WAU's coach is doing in rotation.
Are you suiting up for OAA?
No. Somebody asked me that tonight. I'm enjoying being a parent. I love watching my kids play. Didn't get a chance to do that when you're facilitating and coaching and driving the bus.
I saw you driving the bus last week at church, man. I was very impressed.
Youth Federation.
Very impressed. Brown once again looking for contact, and he misses the shot, but rebounded by number 12, Isaiah Stein, who gets the put back, pushing the lead to 5. Oakwood setting up their offense on the right wing. Parker on the right wing looking for someone. He goes left. Really, geometrically, had no chance to make a shot. Once again, was just looking for contact. That's kind of the old James Harden.
Yeah.
which has been replaced by SGA. SGA is the king of that. Like, he's not.
It's a timeout.
He's not. SGA is not even trying to score.
But it looks so much. It looks very fluid with SGA, though. And so one of the things I try to tell people when you watch SGA play now, it is very, some people are like, oh, I don't want to see this for a whole game, but also stop it then.
There you go, Ken.
Like, you can't get mad at him for doing.
I agree.
And all the time, all the foul calls he gets, I would say like 95% of those are actual fouls. You all are fouling
him. Oh, yeah. It's not. It's just not aesthetically good basketball to watch.
It's not.
If you're watching the game, but yeah, I mean, look, they won 68 games in the chip last year.
Yeah.
If you scribbled his name out and put Michael Jordan's name, you would think that was one of the great Bulls teams. Like,
oh, absolutely.
So I have a lot of respect. But you know, I'm a big Wimby fan. I'm on the Wimby train. You know, I called Carlin after the first game of the season.
Man,
I was just like, look, man, it's over. I was just like, I don't think the Spurs are going to win the title this year. But I think this is the last year. I think going into next year, because they have a lot of talent on that team. People forget De'Aaron Fox,
Castle,
Castle, Vassell. Dylan Harper.
Every game I see Dylan Harper play, he keeps getting better. And I'm so confused.
Well,
I'm
on most teams, he would be expected to score 20 a game.
Yes. That's true.
But on this team, he just needs
anything
15,
he does on this
14.
Team is a bonus.
It's just a bonus.
An air ball free throw from Fred Parker.
Just got an injury report on Jordan Bell. Jordan Bell is fine. He came back out of the locker room.
Right.
He is available for the rest of the game.
Okay.
That's good to hear.
Probably need to go in there and vomit and get some water.
Get an IV.
There you go. Get an IV. Nothing wrong with that.
Speaking of which.
Need you back out there.
100% placement for Oakwood Pre-Meds last year.
You said, all right. We got to do the infomercial.
100%. Shout out to Dr. Vanterpool from the
Bryology very nice
department.
Steal. Damon Fan on the press. And then they give it right back to WAU. Ends up with a tip-in, number 22. Lance Porter. Did not like that. Fred Parker. I think an airball gear means that you're benched.
Absolutely. You would have got benched.
Rough
tonight.
Shot. Number zero, Jordan Hill. Just ill-advised. Not within the flow of the game. He misses. WAU, Lance Porter.
Got away with a travel.
Doing it a couple of times. But they do get a bucket. And Oakwood might need to take a timeout because it's an 8-point lead with 9 minutes left.
They have to have a good, efficient possession.
Yeah, they need a good possession. Fan throws it off the foot, actually off the leg of Lance Porter, number 22 for WAU. 8 minutes and 59 seconds left. Oakland Ambassador 66, WAU Shock 74. Inbound to Fan. Fan working the left baseline. By himself, trying to bully his way to the basket. Kicks it out to the top of the key. Fan looking for the ball back. A lot of dribbling from Taj Evans. Don't like the one-on-one play, but he does get to the line. And at this point, they need to get buckets. They need to keep pace. Carlin made a great point. Said that we did not want to get into a shootout. This game looks like it's pacing to be in the 90s.
Yeah, and I was gonna say at the beginning
of the
game.
The first one to 90 wins.
Yeah, I was gonna say at the beginning of the game, Oakwood's target should be to hold them 85 or below.
Yeah, 82 is a good number. 81.
That's where I was headed to 85, yeah. And I don't know, with 8:44 left, 74.
Now
points.
on Sports BET, ESPN Bet, can we get some action on that? Is there action on the over-under for this game? Is that against the SBA protocol?
I'd be impressed if there was. I'd be impressed if there was.
We'll talk about this a little bit later. I just find it very funny as we get a jump ball. A very good defense from Fred Parker. I think it's very funny with this gambling stuff with the NBA. Literally, while ESPN was reporting this, there was a line on the Spurs game
that.
Under that
yes.
while Ryan Clark's talking about it.
I saw
it. Like, yeah, the over-under on Michigan
sponsored
this
by FanDuel.
And then the next commercial was FanDuel. And then after FanDuel, they say, hey, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-888.
Right.
You know, it's just like, come on, man. Let's not pretend that we really care about it.
And I'm laughing, but shout out to Chauncey Billups, man, who's one of the nicest guys you will ever meet in person.
I've never met him.
I've met Chauncey. He's a prince of a gentleman.
I just know when the feds.
His career is over.
Yeah. It's over. That being said. That's a charge.
I agree with Gian's sentiments 100%.
I don't mean to say it like that.
Gian, set the show down.
His career is over. There's no
career is over.
They called that. They called that a block. Oh, he was in the circle. He was in the circle. That's why.
I try to tell people. Once I started reading the indictment. They have been having him under surveillance since 2018, 2019.
I texted James that Gilbert Arenas has something to do with this, and we take it back. He ratted.
Of course he did.
Ratted. He came out the courthouse like this, both fists in the air, like he was Rocky. And I was like, this ain't over with Gilbert.
No. So while we're talking, Chase Cook misses a free throw, but Joey Brown bodies it up, gets the rebound, an easy putback. Extending the lead to 78-67, 7 minutes and 51
plenty
seconds.
Oakland's
going to need to start making a run. They have time, but they need to start making a run. Left baseline to Bell. Bell looking to do work, looking to go to the basket. Very good defense from WAU on Bell, knowing that he's not a shooter. And a turnover.
Ooh.
And a fast break. You have and a block by Damon Fan. I thought that was a foul, but a hustle play. For number 21, Julian King, extending the lead to 13. And now this is starting to slip away. Chase Jackson coming back into the game. But we're running out of
Fred Parker gave good minutes there.
He did.
Fred Parker gave good minutes.
I didn't like the air ball free throw. It's hard to air ball free throw.
Nah, but I'm just saying. He got the pass here. Right. He got the block. It's, you need those kind of things. Everybody, Draymond Green said it best. Everybody is not going to be the go-to guy. In fact, 90% of your team, 90% of the members of your teams are not the go-to guy.
Right.
Absolutely.
So specialize in the little things.
Yeah, but you're getting paid $40 million a year to not be the go-to guy.
Well, yeah, there's that. Right.
So, I know, but Steph is also getting like $60 million, so.
Right. There's that.
Again, brought something up. We were talking offline. I was wrong, Carlin. I think I know basketball. I didn't think that Al Horford was going to work because they're our age. Al Horford with the Warriors, man, that looks good.
That's a brilliant move.
I don't know if they can play 80 games with that.
They don't
I don't
need
know if they'll stay
games.
Healthy.
They need 47 good games.
I would not want to see them in the playoffs as a 5 or 6 seed if they were all healthy and ready to go through the whole playoffs.
I don't think their strategy is to win 65 games.
That's right. That's right.
I think their strategy is to win
48 games.
They want to win 48 games.
Their target is the 6 seed. Fifth 6 seed. That's what they're
and everybody's healthy.
And we'll do work in the playoffs.
And the Warriors, I wouldn't want to go against that. You remember one of their championship years, Steph didn't play in the first 2 rounds.
That's
like
right.
He was literally.
That's right.
He was literally.
He took a break.
Rehabbing.
He was in Cabo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He was right.
And next thing you know, he comes back at the conference finals in the finals and starts torching him.
Yes. I remember that.
Facts. WAU set up their offense. Beautiful take to the basket.
Lance Porter.
Number 22, Lance Porter. And now it's a 15-point lead, 82-67, 7 minutes and 2 seconds left. Fan, very nice pass.
Great pass.
And a bucket and an and-one for Taj Evans. It looks like an and-one.
The offensive?
I think that's an M1. It looks like an M1.
So what they're discussing is whether or not it was on the...
On the floor or...
Yeah, on the floor if he got the bucket.
Yeah, I think that was an M1.
Oh, so it's a one-on-one.
Oh, yeah. So it's not an M1.
It's a block. It was the block before
blocking
the...
Foul.
Yeah.
And it's a so one-on-one for
the block
fan.
On while he was making the pass.
While he was making the pass.
Yeah. All right. So I think they were just having a discussion to kind of clarify that.
All right.
So Damon Fan at the line on a one-on-one.
Senior from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 3-point sniper.
Murfreesboro in the house.
Misses the free throw back rim on the 1-1. WAU with the rebound. Oakwood still in a full court man-to-man. Brown controlling the ball. Being guarded by Jordan Bell, moving left to right. Really a one-on-one game. Brown looking for the contact. Kicks it out. stolen by Chase Jackson. Oakwood has numbers.
Step into
kick
it.
Kick out to Paulinus. Misses the three. And rebounded by WAU. Now WAU has numbers. And passes it to Brown. He shoots a three. I thought that was good, Gian.
I did, too.
That might have been the dagger. Nah. But rebounded by Fan. Bell looking to set the offense up on the left wing. Moving
like
to
this.
His right. Passes it to Jackson at the top of the key. Jab step. Some ball handling expedition. Passed it to Fan.
All right, freeze it right here, guys. Look how many Oakwood players over here in the corner. One, two, three, four. This is what I was talking about earlier. The spacing needs to be better.
Better.
It's easier to play defense when everybody's clumped up. That's just
I just don't know
basketball.
Where this coaching corner came from, man. This is phenomenal.
Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely right.
Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Damon Brown's ready for a breather after.
I mean, they are giving
wow.
It's been,
that work.
It's been 35 minutes of child abuse from Joey Brown.
That steal and contact into the basket leg.
Just been abuse. Wire to wire. They, belt to arse.
One of the hardest things to witness is still have like 5 minutes in the game and the leading scorer for the other team asks for a blow.
Right.
Yeah.
Take me out, coach.
Yeah.
I'm good. We're good.
That's demoralizing.
We're good for a little bit here. You put me back in if you want to.
I think early in the season, though, you want to find out how Oakwood responds. It might be out of reach to win the game. It may be unlikely. Being down 17 with 4 minutes and 39 seconds left.
Yeah.
But do you play to the whistle?
31.
Good.
Oh,
gracious.
Absolutely.
Joey
with
Brown has
31 left.
Points, and there's 4 minutes right. and 39 seconds left.
I mean, he's been a machine.
Hold on. He did it on 19 shots.
Right.
In 30 minutes of play.
Get it to the line. Just a fantastic performance by Joey Brown. Only thing I can say.
He's only made 2 3-pointers.
Only thing I can say is, you know, he's a senior. So at least we don't have to worry about him coming and torching us next year. This is last year.
We're almost done.
We might be able to get him as a grad transfer.
Can I reach into my story bag for
absolutely.
A second?
Absolutely. We're in garbage time almost.
Just reach into my story bag.
Absolutely.
I was playing in a pro-am game down in Dallas in what we call the Redbird League. We used to call it the Blackbird League. You can imagine what we meant by that.
Right. Well.
Ex-NBA or current or ex-NBA players at the time down there. I saw Dennis Rodman, Spud Webb, Cato Armstrong, Jason Sasser. You know, Jimmy. I was on Jimmy King's team because our fathers went to high school there. Jimmy King from the Fab Five.
Jimmy King played in the NBA?
He had a cup of coffee with the Toronto Raptors.
All right.
Okay. Three. Wow.
Another 3-point basket.
Track me. Okay. So the gym is where Larry Johnson grew up.
All right.
Larry Johnson shows up. There's like a 10x10 picture of him in the lobby.
Okay.
He shows up in a pair of acid wash long jean shorts and a wife beater.
All right.
And wants to check in the game on the team that was playing, that was a team that he was on. He had no uniform. The referees were like, you can't play. You don't have a uniform. He's like, but it's my gym.
All right.
And so he said, okay, if you come in the game, we're going to have to call a technical foul because you don't have it. So he goes, all right, call the technical foul. They call a technical foul on him. He stops the game, turns to the crowd as a packed gym. He says, every point I score for the rest of the second half is going to be a dunk.
Okay.
He finished with 22 points.
All right.
He's had 11 dunks. He went 100% from the field in the second half.
That's funny. But it is Larry Johnson, though.
It's it wasn't like... So I got out there in garbage time, and I was backing up, and I thought that I could block his shot. I don't know what I was thinking. He dunked on me so hard, I stopped liking sports for 2 years. Like golf, NASCAR, you name it. I didn't even want to watch sports.
I mean, Larry Johnson and UNLV, man, were phenomenal. I feel like that's one of the best two or three college teams that I've ever seen.
Yes, that's the best one I've seen.
You know, ESPN, as Felix McGee gets a bucket, ESPN has a really good docuseries on UNLV. And talks about Tartanian and Vegas. And just they were ahead of their times. Another fast break for WAU, and now we're officially in garbage time.
Yeah, my point for bringing
up Isaiah Stein with the bucket.
My point for bringing up that story is that when I look at the stat line, I see Joey Brown on 19 field goals, getting 31 points. It's akin, not the same, but it's akin to Larry Johnson going 100% from the field in the second half and getting 22 points.
Larry Johnson is one, you know, you kind of have I remember my boy, shout out to my boy Oz Mondi and the Oz and Boone Show. They used to have an all-tissue team. And these are people that were elite athletes but always had some type of injury. Larry Johnson, if not for him and Larry Bird, if not for the back injuries, Larry Johnson was destined to be, you know, a generational great. He just had the back injuries. And, you know, I talk about Larry Bird. I don't care what anyone says. Larry Bird, to me, was just as good as LeBron. He just had the back injury.
Yes.
I think him and LeBron are the same. I mean, he's not as explosive as LeBron, but
he was more skilled.
But he was more skilled than LeBron.
Yeah.
And he was 6'10". And he was on his way to being that. It just, unfortunately, he felt that it was a good idea to work his farm and push the tractor and had a farm accident. Messed up his back. It was never the same. But Larry Johnson, before the back injuries, I know when he got to you, Lex, when he got to New York, the Garden was not the same player anymore. But, you know, before that injury was phenomenal. I mean, down in the Charlotte years, he was a fantastic player.
Yeah. It was the injury.
2 minutes and 33 seconds left. We're kind of in garbage time. WAU, I said first to 90 wins. WAU 93, Oakwood 76. Guillen, you chiming in?
We said that this was going to, I mean, at this point, I think it's very possible for WAU to get 100.
I agree.
And Carlin said it from the beginning, this is not the kind of game we need a shootout. We will not win a shootout with them.
Another three. Another three from Derrick Jones Jr. At this point, and it's a very rowdy crowd from WAU who's going to go home with two W's. And they talk some smack to us. And this is the old days, Carlin. If this is Gary, Indiana, or Benton Harbor, I don't know if they make it on the bus.
Man.
Carlin and I were bemoaning, Lex, the old school SDA basketball leagues where it really mattered back in the day. We just don't have that anymore.
We
just don't care.
And I will say, in New York, we started to have to play at neutral sites because there's a lot of
brothers from Coney Island might have the toast on them. They call it the toast in New York.
Yeah, he's really not kidding. Like they started having to do like neutral sites,
right?
just to protect everybody in at hand.
I know that Flatbush and Bed-Stuy are a little bit gentrified, but there's still places in New York where you can get it. You go up to the BX, it can end badly for you. Another bucket. WAU has emptied their bench now.
And now they're emptying the clip also.
And they're up 98-79. Fan taking it to the basket, getting fouled. He'll go for two shots. For the season, Gian and Carlin, so we're Oakwood will fall to 0-4. For the season, I think this is a pretty good WAU team. This is one of the better WAU teams that I've seen. It's Joey Brown can hoop. Anthony Perry. I mean, they got some guys that can play. What are the secrets for a successful? What defines a successful season for Oakwood this year? I'd like to see them win 8-9 games and be competitive.
I was gonna say in the win column 7-8 games and be competitive. I think we all see the same thing. But I'm telling you right now, this will be a different Oakwood team come next semester.
Okay.
That length that they've got.
Felix McGee misses a three. Rebounded by WAU. And the coach calls for a timeout.
So here's where I am going to offer a little bit of criticism. You're 0-4 to start the season. It's 1-11 starting the game. You're down by 17 with 1-11 left. You've already got Jordan Bell with a sling basically on his shoulder. No need to keep him in the game.
Yeah, I
take him out.
Take him out. I take out Fan, too.
Well, since we're in garbage time and we got 1:11 left, I am going to admit live on TV that you guys were right about Shedeur Sanders and I was wrong. So I am now on the conspiracy.
Wow.
I'm on the conspiracy train. I still think that he's a bit of a tool. But being a tool has not stopped talented people from having opportunities.
Lots of tools in the NFL.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
So from what I see now, the last couple of weeks with Dylan Gabriel, I am on the train where I do think there's some type of conspiracy.
If he hits
deeper.
This.
Felix McGee trying to show up his former team. You have some garbage time people trying to get a bucket. But I have to agree with you, Carlin. Carlin, you called it from 3 months ago. Anytime you sign Bailey Zappe, who doesn't even sound like a real NFL player,
and elevate him to QB2.
Elevate him to QB2. I think we've seen what we need to see. I think we've seen what we need to see here. 38 seconds. Oakwood down 98-83. And we're at the last couple of possessions. Number 11 getting some tick. James Quinn. WAU ready to gas up the bus. Felix McGee looking to get a highlight on his old team. Quinn with the ball in the corner. 9 on the shot clock. I think they'll just run the shot clock out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they'll just run out the shot clock. So Guillenet did not go for 100. And we just run the clock out, and that's the end of the game. The Oakland Ambassadors lose to the Washington Adventist University Soccer Fall to 0-4. Very exciting game for a while. I just think that, you know, ultimately, again, WAU is just a better team, man.
We
couldn't stop Joey Brown. We couldn't stop, you know, the only thing that could stop Perry were fouls.
Yeah.
So Anthony Perry and Joey Brown, number 0 and number 1, they just took it to us the entire night.
And Chase Cook.
Chase Cook was really controlling the pace and the tempo of the game, and WAU is just a superior team. So,
but I do like what I see with Oakwood, with our ambassadors.
I agree.
I see some new assistant coaches on the sideline that are helping to call out some plays.
We'll call your attention right here, right, walking across the floor. That's help coming in the next semester. I don't see KD yet. KD is the transfer from Knoxville, another 6'8", 6'9" kid for us. We're gonna look different. We're gonna look different than this.
All
right. Right? They're playing the type of game that they have to play with this personnel. Huh? I'm hopeful that there's a different game plan and a different way to call the game from from an execution standpoint for Oakwood with a different personnel set.
Well, that sounds good. I see my man Dalen Alford. You don't got COVID, man. Don't be dapping me up. So you have me sick, coughing on my family, man. What the hell is wrong with you, boy?
Get yourself together.
trying to kill your Uncle James, man. Nasty work. Nasty work.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.